Blog Talk Radio.
Reaching higher, reaching soul, reaching goals, reaching people, reaching lives, reaching a higher place. You're listening to a radio broadcast with Carlton Burgess, Reaching Higher. Stay tuned for the best in gospel radio music.
If in these later years of a life lived in pursuit of equality, we can at last look upon our own country as one in which citizens, regardless of race, gender or creed, share equal political rights and opportunities for development. So with great gratitude towards the millions upon millions all around the world who materially and morally supported our struggle for freedom and justice. Together with those freedom and just loving citizens of justice, loving citizens of the world, we do at the same time, however, note that at the end of this century, a century which humanity entered with such high hopes for progress, the world is still beset by great disparities between the rich and the poor. The greatest single challenge facing our globalized world is to combat and eradicate its disparities. While in all parts of the world, their progress is being made in entrenching democratic forms of government, we constantly need to remind ourselves that the freedoms which democracy brings will remain empty shells if they are not accompanied by real and tangible improvements in the material lives of the millions of ordinary citizens of those countries.
from me. Someday we'll all be free. In a word from the late, great Nelson Mandela right before we kicked off Reaching Higher, and I have a broadcast for you today. More great gospel music coming up, and I get a chance to talk to 619, two young brothers out of Ohio that are doing a great work for the Lord with some brand new music that I'll play and they'll talk about. So stay with me today on Reaching Higher. A special happy Labor Day to you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Zay.
Can we talk about the river of life?
Now there's a river of life that took you from the King. He's the only one, the Holy One, the one who's supreme. If you don't know the Christ, then you don't know what I mean. And you don't know about the joy that got me flowing to sing. See, I'm using my voice so His glory be seen. And others using their voice so they can store up the cream. If that pursuit your choice, then you're living the dream. And you're no longer rejoicing, you repent and believe. Come on. Yeah.
Listen. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open that prison door, set the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Help me. Come on.
from the Black Nativity. I love that one. I hear you, Jennifer Hudson. My God, I love that voice. Music prior to that was from DC's own Isaiah Thomas. More great music. And I get a chance to talk to 619 coming up right here on Reaching Higher.
This is Carlton Burgess, your host, and I am so excited and blessed to share with you the first publication, the first book from Reaching Higher Broadcast. And it's called 10 Tips to Make Your Choir Sound Better. These tips are from Reverend Jeffrey LaVallee of Flint, Michigan, one of gospel's legendary musicians, songwriters, and producer. It's an excellent resource for ministers of music and choir directors. Go now to www.burgessmusicgroup.webs.com and pick up your book today. 10 Tips to Make Your Choir Sound Better.
So you clean me. Bring them through.
in chariots and others trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The 20th Psalm, 7th verse. Thank you, Fred Hammond, for putting that to music and allowing us to worship right here on Reaching Higher. Prior to that was Anthony Brown with one of my favorites of the season, Worth It. You're listening to Reaching Higher. And they sang a hymn. Join me and many other hymn enthusiasts in Atlanta, Georgia, next year, April 7th through 9th, as we celebrate the 4th annual Hymn Lovers Conference, where we will be celebrating old, new, traditional, contemporary, even some hymns that people rap to or dance to. Join the celebration in Atlanta, April 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to www.hymnloversconferenceatl.com. Again, that website is www.hymnloversconferenceatl.com. I'm going to talk to 619, so stay with me right after we hear this hymn from Jay Brayton. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood and loose all their guilty stain. You're listening to Reaching Higher.
There is a fountain.
Charlton Burgess, and you've tuned in to Reaching Higher. And I'm so glad to have guests with me today as we celebrate the Lord. Two brothers who are Christians, and I know they're family, man. If you hear the baby in the background, they're family, man. How you doing, brothers?
I'm pretty good.
Great. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, whoever wants to go first.
Okay, well, we're the 619 boys, and my name's Aaron Henderson. I go by stage name God Shepherd, and been doing music for a few years now, and I love music, love doing it. I'm a married man, I have 10 children, 3 grandchildren, and we all do music. We have a group called Rorty Tribe. We travel here and there to just spread the good news and tell people about Jesus. And we love seeing people get closer and come closer to God. And that's our main goal, is to just reach out, just to fish for the lost.
Amen. And Jonathan is on the line also. How are you today, Jonathan?
I'm doing really good. Can't complain.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jonathan Lewis, and I go by the stage name of Jay Lewis, and I'm a singer, songwriter, now rapper. So I've been doing this for a long time, and just love sharing what God has put on my heart to minister to people and then see life being changed and just watching Him work through us.
Amen. Brothers, that 619 name, tell my listening audience how you came up with that.
Oh, wow. Well, it's kind of crazy. We were going to, at first when we got together, we were going to go with a name called Oogala. I have no idea where it comes from.
To know the word or to study the Bible? I don't know which one wants to answer that. I totally agree with you. How would you guys describe your music? Is it contemporary? Is it urban contemporary? Traditional contemporary gospel? How would you describe it?
Well, I guess
Yes.
Just bring them, you know, to where we're at, or bring them closer to God. So
amen. Well, I listened to it and I truly felt the presence of God. And in my opinion, that's the most important thing, is to feel the presence of God. And of course, the lyrics speak of the Lord. And I'm going to let our audience listen. What about that? Maybe to Chosen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And maybe they can decide for themselves. And after we listen to the music, I want to ask you guys about the movie. I know you probably wasn't expecting that, Straight Out of Compton. So stay with me right here on Reaching Higher. Here is the music of these great young men, and it's called Chosen. We can pick this up. Do you have a website? Is it on iTunes? Where can we get your music?
You can go to mbit.com and then / 619 voice, and that's B-O-Y-Z.
Okay, one more time where we can pick it up. Somebody's running to get their pen. Okay, if we wanted you to come and minister at our church or at our event or service, how can we reach you?
So you can go to Royalty Tribe Ministry .com, and there's a little thing you can fill out on the contacting. There's a contacting page where you can contact us. You can also look up, you know, other members and stuff, but you can find us on that website. And Royalty, well, you know how to spell Royalty, and then Tribe is spelled TRYB, and then ministries.com.
Great, great. Jonathan, who did you listen to growing up? I mentioned Straight Outta Compton. I don't know if you saw the movie about the rappers. Of course, not a Christian movie or a Christian artist. But who did you listen to growing up? Absolutely. Well, brothers, what would you say to young brothers like you who are out here that have not made the decision to live their life for the Lord? What would you say to them? Amen. Wow, what a powerful testimony. That's a sermon right there. Amen, amen. I'm really enjoying what God is saying through you guys. that we are chosen, that we are chosen. Tell us about the other song that you guys sent me that I want to play for our listeners. It's called One God, am I right? Enjoyed talking to you, brothers. You sound so grounded in the Lord, and that's great. That just makes my day and makes it a great day here on Reaching Higher. Tell us one more time how we can get your music and how we can reach you, because I believe you need to spread this word. And I just pray and praise God in advance for extended territory for your ministry. And just hundreds and thousands of people that you will reach. How can we reach you and get your music? One more time.
All right. It's Nimbit. That's NIMBIT.com /619boy. Boys is BOYZ. You can also go to royaltytribeministry.com and look us up. There's a contact more about us on there. And Rody, you spell royalty, and then tribe is spelled TRYB ministries.com.
Great. And here's more music from 619 Boys, and it's called One God. You're listening to Reaching Higher. Thank you, brothers, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, Jay, you ready? Yeah. They can try to incite us with all them finer things. It looks nice and all, but let them know.
Serve about.
This is Carlton Burgess, your host, and I am so excited and blessed to share with you the first publication, the first book from Reaching Higher Broadcast, and it's called 10 Tips to Make Your Choir Sound Better. These tips are from Reverend Jeffrey LaValle of Flint, Michigan, one of gospel's legendary musicians, songwriters, and producer. It's an excellent resource for ministers of music and choir directors. Go now to www.burgessmusicgroup.webs.com and pick up your book today. 10 Tips to Make Your Choir Sound Better. Heaven now,
with a melodious voice, giving praise and joining the angels around God's throne, singing praise and worship. I dedicate this show to you and this music. Be blessed and tune in again to Reaching Higher. To contact us, email us at burgessmusicgroup@gmail.com. burgessmusicgroup@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 813-313-0489. Again, that number is 813-313-0489. Be blessed.